Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Luke 10:42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One thing's needful, it's a requirement. Without it, you're destitute, which shall not be taken, it shall not be removed or taken away or cut off or smitten off from you. You hear? First priority, always dwell with God in His house and with His man and with His Adelphus. Right?
Yes, sir.
So, one thing I do, one thing is most needful, always put God first. Always, 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 always. Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we ought to press toward the mark of the high calling. This one thing I do, this one thing I desire, one thing I seek out always first. Ephesians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark, I press toward the mark, I pursue. I press toward the mark. The mark is like a scopos. It's something you peer at. It's like a watch, a sensory, a scout. It's a goal and a mark that you are covered and protected under God, a man of God in the ministry. I press toward the mark for the prize. Got to have an umpire. It's like in a public game. It's a prize. I press toward the prize that has an umpire. God's an umpire, has a man of God and leadership of the house. It's the rule of God over a people. Right? I press toward the mark, toward the prize of the high calling. The high calling up to the top, above, and up to the brim. If you fill a cup up to the brim, it'll run over if you go in part of this, all the way up to the top.
Yes,
toward the prize for the high calling, the word klesis, calling, kaleo, to call aloud, even to give you a surname that this is what you do in ministry, in the kaleo, which means to urge, to H-A-I-L, hail you, incite you, order you, and command you.
Yes.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the call of the commandment and the calling of God, theos, in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:15, next verse. This is an unfolding systematic discourse. We're always to have God's mind, to be in one mind. Philippians 3:15, let us therefore as many as be perfect or teleos, if you have been complete in labor, growth, mentally, morally, character-wise, on and on completeness, let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything you be otherwise minded, if there's anything else in you that is not totally God, God shall reveal it even unto you. It's got to be absolutely totally in Him.
Yes, sir.
Or He'll reveal it unto you. So therefore, likewise, as many as be perfect, teleos, complete, labor and growth, moral character, complete, to set out for a goal, point aimed out, the conclusion of an act, the result, like a load that's being borne. It's a load to carry. It's where God takes and He drives you. He drives you. He drives you, driven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be thus minded. And if any of you be otherwise, different than complete in God, strange or altered, or else, if anything alters you from God, anything, God shall reveal it even unto you. If you're really, really living for God, God will reveal it. He'll take the cover off. He'll disclose it. Next verse, Philippians 3:16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us have the same mind. If you're somebody who has attained to a place that God would have you to be in, even there's even more as we go, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Next verse, brethren, Adelphus, be ye followers together of me. Brethren, be ye, you become genomae. You become, you generate, you be performed, you come into it, and I require it of you, and you require it of yourself. Followers together. This word is sumem etis, which means a co-imitator, like a fellow votary, same vow. You are to have a vow, an unbreakable vow. Followers together, a co-imitator, a co-votary, originates from the Latin word votum, which means vow, a person who shares the same strong devotion and commitment to a leader, to a cause, and to a religion, often implying commitment that is almost religious in its fervor. People say, my God, they're so religious. Well, it's good to be religious if it's truth. If it's in truth, I'm religious, but I'm religious in the right way. You understand what I'm saying? So he said, be ye followers of me and mark them which walk so as us. And there were those who walk like me, the apostle Paul said, you scope over them, you look at them. Let them be a gauge for you. For an example, as you have us for an example, well, his pattern all the time, he gives himself continually to prayer, the minister of the word. He seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things are added unto him. So those who, now here, listen to the next verse. Those who refuse to put God in ministry first can even become enemies of the cross of Christ. So this verse before, he said, 3:17 Philippians, brethren, be ye followers of me and mark them that so walk as you have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often. I've warned you of them over and over and over and over. And now I tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. They're the enemies. They're hostility. They have great opposition. They have hatred, an adversary on and on and on of the cross. The cross. Well, the cross is a stake, a post. It's set up right. It's exposure to death. Self-denial. The cross of Christ. Now watch this. You got to see this. Are you ready?
Yes,
Christ is Christos. He's the anointed one. He's Messiah. Creo, through the idea of contact. To smear and rub with oil. It's like anointing. To consecrate to an office. It's a consecration that takes place in your life. Consecrate to an office or religious service in church, to handle, to furnish what is needed, to light upon you, to employ you. And the last word is chasma. Chasm. He said all this to put you in a chasm. Put you in a chasm. That's what Christ, that's what his goal is. God's ultimate goal is to put you in a chasm. Anybody hear that?
Yes,
now, there is a chasm that everybody winds up in. And there's a chasm that everybody lives in.
Yes, sir.
You live in one of two chasms.
Yes,
period.
Yes,
a chasm, a chasm. Well, what about a chasm? Luke 16, verse 19. You ready?
Yes, sir.
There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. Had all kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
And there was a certain beggar. This is not a parable, but there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, leprosy, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. If I could just have the crumbs. Moreover, the dogs came and licked the sores of Lazarus. And it came to pass, the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That was Upper Sheol back in those days. That's where the saints went before Jesus was raised from the dead and taken on into the third heaven. So Enoch and Elijah went to heaven before all that, but people had to wait back in those days. That's where the saints went, Abraham's bosom. The beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. It was a place, a compartment, Upper Sheol, that you were safe and you were in God. You were in God with all the saints before Jesus came, crucified on the cross, on the stake. He was there in safety until Jesus rose from the dead, and Jesus came, and all of them went up to the third heaven with him. And the rich man died and was buried. And in hell, Lazarus is in Abraham's bosom.
Yes, sir.
The rich man in hell lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
Yes, sir.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Oh, my God, Father Abraham, please. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames. I'm tormented.
Yes, sir.
But Abraham, Father Abraham, said, Son, remember, he's son because he has Jewish blood.
Yes, sir.
Not because he belongs to God.
Amen.
It was like a biological thing he's looking at.
Yes, yes,
Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receive thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, oh, hallelujah, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. There's a great gulf fixed. So the thing which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can you pass to us or come thence. You can't, whatever side you're on, you can't get out of it. You hear it? A great chasm. A great, 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 great chasm. What's a chasm? A chasm is like a vacancy, like an impassable interval. It's a gulf. So here is this great gulf is fixed. And here is Lazarus over in Abraham's bosom. And Father, and here's this the rich man in hell, being in torment. Not a parable, it's literal. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. And then he said, I pray thee, Father Abraham, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Send Lazarus to my father's house. Biological. For I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Do you see? So again, there is a chasm that everybody winds up in. And there's a chasm that everybody lives in. You live in one of two chasms. Period. There is a chasm in every dimension of life. A chasm, a chasm. So, what he said right here, if you remember, the Apostle Paul said, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and I tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. They're enemies of the chasm of God.
Yes,
enemies of the chasm of God. You hear that?
Yes,
okay, now, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus said it.
Yes,
Matthew 6:33. First. First in importance, first in order, first in place, time, beside at the beginning, chiefly at all, foremost in order, important, first of all, chiefly, superior to before, on and on and on. Those who truly belong to God are always totally chasmed, even before you get to the chasm in heaven, the third heaven. Those who truly belong to God are always totally chasmed. Firstly, toward always put God first in his ministry first, those who do. Totally committed to, given to God in his assigned ministry. See, this thing about, oh, God's going to help me, I love the Lord, and they don't go to the house of God. The world has gone away from God. If they don't watch it, in hell will they lift up their eyes, being in torment. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Are you hearing that? There is no way around not being in the house of God that God has assigned to you. Less and less people are doing it. So less and less people, if they don't watch it, can lift up their eyes in hell one day. You see that? Now, the Apostle Paul, writing in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10:21, and having a high priest over the house of God, Let's move back at verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way that is, say, consecrated, that is through the veil, that is through Jesus' flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God. House of God, house of God, house of God, house of God, house of God. Where are you today? Why aren't you in the house of God? I'm going to show you what the Apostle Paul said. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. In other words, you've got to have a profession, a testimony. Your life has to express something. And he said, consider one another provoking. I'm provoking people now. Provoking one another. Telling you this is what you had better do according to what God has said. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Not forsaking. Not deserting. Not forsaking. Not leaving it off. Think about all these other people everywhere. And they don't go to the house of God. Remember? Lazarus, the rich man fared very sumptuously. Had a lot of things. Had a lot of possessions. Had a lot of this. Had a lot of property. Had a lot of this. On and on and on. Remember? But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. I'm giving you scripture. So we have a high priest over the house of God. The house, somebody said, oh, over me. You've got to be in the house of God. You've got to be in school to even grow up and get a job most of the time. You understand? And let us provoke one another. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. The complete collection, assembling, collecting in the same place. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
collecting in the same place. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As a manner of some is a whole lot today. And exhorting one another, calling them near me like I'm calling people now. And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Yes.
The scripture being fulfilled.
Amen.
In the last days there shall come a great falling away.
Yes.
Forsake not the assembling ourselves together. High priest over the house of God.
Yes.
For if we willfully sin. If you're not in the house of God, you're willfully sinning.
Amen.
And if you don't know any better, you know now.
Right.
But if we sin willfully. If we don't assemble ourselves together in the house of God in one place, we sin willfully. After that you have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice of sins. It doesn't even work for you. You may think it does, it doesn't. But a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Under two or three witnesses. Remember Moses, man of God, God took them out in the wilderness. They didn't have any choice but to come to the house of God because it was right there. They lived around it all the time.
Amen.
They had to be there. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So he brings up man of God, Moses. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, and that counting the blood of the covenant, wherewith he has sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. The word despite, you have insulted the Spirit of God. You have insulted the Spirit of the Father, the Holy Ghost. You have insulted him. You better not be insulting God. If you do not gather together, assemble yourselves together assiduously under all exercises, if you don't do that, you are trotting underfoot.
Amen.
You're sinning willfully.
All right.
And you're trotting underfoot the blood of the Son of God.
Yes,
because those that despise the law of Moses, they died with sore punishment. Are you listening, everybody?
Yes,
of how much sore punishment have they done to who bring despite to the Spirit of grace, the Holy Ghost, insult? For we know that he has said, vengeance belongs to me, saith the Lord, our recompense. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. The rich man who soared sumptuously, that doesn't mean you can't have anything. But if you put poor God, what are you doing on Sunday? What are you doing on midweek services? What are you doing out here? What in the world are you doing? You're forsaking the assembling of yourselves together with the people of God, with the man of God, and with God. You have forsaken, left off the house of God, the high priest of the Lord who's over his house. Come on, somebody. The man of God, the people of God. So you'll get in place. There may no more sacrifice of sin for you. It doesn't work anymore. You may think it does, but does. In hell, he lifted up his eye. Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Which one are you going to? There was a chasm, an impassable interval between the two. Are you chasmed in life? If you're not chasmed in life with God, you can't be chasmed with God in the future. You hear? So people who, they fare sumptuously. Everything me, I buy this, I've got this, I buy this, I buy this, I buy this many things. I've got this, all this property, I've got this. You're faring sumptuously.
That's right.
But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment.
Yes, sir.
Hell is a temporary place.
Yes, sir.
And when a person that really doesn't truly belong to God died, they go to hell.
Yes,
what's hell like? The rich man and Lazarus. The rich man went to hell, Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. And in hell, the rich man looked up and said, I am tormented in this place. I'm tormented. I'm so thirsty. Please send them just a little tip, a little water on their finger to touch the tip of my tongue. Send somebody. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. Hell is awful. It's torment. But it's temporary. There's something worse than hell. All that time you held and held. Held in hell. Held in hell. Torment. Then God takes you out and brings you up to the white throne judgment and tells you why he sent you to hell. You really sent yourself. Hell is temporary. The lake of fire is forever and ever 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 and ever.
Yes, sir.
Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, those who are not chasmed in God and are forsaking the sins of themselves together, they become enemies of the cross of Christ. They become enemies of the cross of the chasm.
Yes, sir.
Because they're not totally chasmed in God, in ministry, in church.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Whose end is destruction?
Yes, sir.
Next verse. Whose glory is, whose God is their belly?
Yes, sir.
Whose end is destruction? Whose end? The goal, the finality of them is destruction, it's ruin, it's spiritual, physical and eternal destruction, the Greek says, the original language.
Right.
It's spiritual, physical, and eternal destruction, damnation. Whose God is their belly. Their independence, what they come up with, their own thought up desires, their own plans for the life, all their possessions, houses, property, cars, this, that, and the other, on and on and on. This trip. Their God is that because they are not in the house of God. God is not first in their life. Ministry is not first in their life. But in one day you'll lift up your eyes and where will you be? Where will you be one day when you lift up your eyes? Will you be with God or will you be in hell? Whose God is their better and whose glory, whose thinking, and of their own pleasure, the Greek right here, and whose reputation, because of all the pleasure they seek, is in their shame, their disgrace, their shame, their dishonesty of doing the opposite of God, who exercise their mind, they're mentally disposed, they all focused on it, set their affection on earthly, worldly, physical, earthly things. People who are not in the house of God today, their God is their belly. Their God is themselves, all they have and all they want to do. But one day, you're going to lift your eyes up in heaven or in hell. And if you forsake the assembling of God of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, then you sin willfully. And there is looking for bad things for you to come. That is a fact. You can take it or leave it, but one day you'll see. One day you're going to see. Are you going to lift your eyes up in hell? What about today? Are you lifting up your eyes in God, in ministry, or on yourself and what you have and what you're doing? So you're already in the chasm. You've already chasmed yourself away from God. Do you see that? Now, those who put God in ministry first, their community, their citizenship, their community is in heavens in Christianity. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. For our conversation, our community, here's our family here. Our citizenship, our life is in heaven, the abode of God, but also it says in the gospel and in Christianity, church. Well, I'm chasmed. Hallelujah. I'm chasmed. Ever since I've accepted God, hallelujah, since God came upon me and arrested me, every second of my life, 24 hours a day, I have been chasing God. I'm after God. He chased me down. I'm chasing him. I'm always in God, all the time. That's my pursuit, period. So how are you chasmed? Are you chasmed in God? Those listening, are you chasmed in God? If you're not really totally chasmed, you don't love God. Chasmed. God doesn't have half step children. They either belong to him or they don't. He is either the father that saved them and nobody else. God's ultimate goal is to put you in a chasm. He is first. First in importance, first in order, first in place, time, superior to before, on and on and on. So, I'm chasmed. I'm chasmed. I'm chasmed. I'm chasmed. There's a gulf fixed between me and the world. You better believe there's a gulf fixed between me and the world. I can't get to it. It can't get to me because I'm so committed to God and God came on me so much until I am his and I do not belong to the world at all. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, baby, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.